pretty much a Hakdamah.
He has got an intro to the whole idea of tefillah. And just as an intro to his intro, but there is, as you know, a Machloikas, the Rambam and the Ramban, and also Rebuta Levi as an intermediate view. But the Rambam says, L'ovdoi b'chol avchem is a mitzvah of tefillah. Ezu yavodashu b'leiv, heviyomers of tefillah, which is from the Sifri, and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says it's a mitzvah ase doraisa, lispalel b'chol yom. But he says the Torah doesn't specify what to say, when to say it, and how to do it. But there is a mitzvah ase min ha-Torah of tefillah. The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban, on his his critique of the Sefer HaMitzvah, he says that it's not a mitzvah ase liz palel. It's a mitzvah it's drabonon. He says the mitzvah of tefillah tefillah himself is not so much of a mitzvah as a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he allows us to speak with him, to converse with him, etc. The only time he says that tefillah would actually be a mitzvah as a chiyuv is the eist tzara chas v'sholom. Because in an eist tzara, that is actually there, the ikka mitzvah of emunah requires tefillah. Because who do you cry to when you're in trouble? Obviously, to the one you believe in. If you're not, it's an indication. I don't know if it's indication, a manifestation of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to cry out to him, be'eist tzara. And that's interesting. The Igros Moshe, in a tshuva, someone asked him about public school prayer in public schools, whether that's something that we should support or not. And he supported it as long as it's non-denominational. He says, why? Because since it's an expression of emunah, he says, then even a non-Jew, Bnei Noach, who are supposed to actually also believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they're in Eis Tzara Chas V'Sholom, they have to daven as well. Just interesting perspective. That for him, he sees that as a chiyuv for a Ben Noach to daven Eis Tzara, because why? It's emunah and Hashem. It's the most basic aspect of that emunah. So that's the Rambam and the Ramban. There's an intermediate opinion which some of them are forcing. I think the Oitz and Echmat on the Kuzari says that Rebuta Levi holds that it's Doraisa only but Sibur. That Biyochid it's Darabonon, but Sibur is Doraisa, which is like an interesting, interesting view, right? We'll talk about the Rav Kook actually does talk a lot about the idea of tefillah but Sibur, Dafka, and what the importance of that is. So those are the halachic backgrounds of tefillah. So Rav Kook's looking at it from a very different perspective. Let's have a look at what he says. Hatfila hamasmedesh al neshama. So the do you have it? Sort of right after the intro. So hatfila hamasmedesh al neshama. The continuous tefillah of the neshama, of the soul, mis ametzes hi tamid latzeis min ahelim al gilui, is always trying to come from concealment to revelation. That is to say, there is a continuous desire of the neshama to make contact with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which makes sense, so to speak. Things try to go back to their source, and the source of the neshama is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And so the neshama has a desire to have contact with the Kodesh Baruch Hu continuously. Lispashet al kol koichas achayim shel kol haruach v'hanefesh, and it wants to extend that contact with the Kodesh Baruch Hu to every aspect of life, v'ol koichas chayah hagviyah kula, and to every aspect, even of physical life. In other words, it's almost like the neshama is being almost like suppressed. In a sense, it's in. I mean, certainly the Kabbalin talk about the neshama, Arizal, beginning of Shmois, right? About the idea of golus, that every neshama is in a sense in golus. Why were there three components of golus that he talks about? Right, there's the fact that we are amufuzar mufoyrad, right, scattered and separate. There is shibud malchus, meaning subjugated under someone else's will, and there is third. Being in a stranger in a strange land, right? Ger be'eretz nochria. So in that sense, the neshama experiences all three things, right? The neshama is mefuzar meforo, because we don't feel a total unity with other neshamas as we would in the Olam HaNeshamas, number one. Number two, the neshama is subject to the rules and the whims of the body. The neshama wants to wants to listen to the shir, the body wants to sleep, the neshama wants to whatever. So so it's subject, not that those necessarily are evil, but they are certainly not necessarily the they're certainly not necessarily the ultimate desire of the neshama, and so therefore it's in a sense in a state of shibud malchus. Okay, and third, it's ger be'eretz nochriya, it's a stranger in strange land, because in a spiritual environment, there's no restrictions of space, time, etc., and the neshama here is in a world in which there are restrictions of space and time, and so on and so forth. So Rav Hutner, for example, he says one of the reasons a friend of mine had gone to Switzerland to do a student seminar, and he went tobogganing afterwards. It was a terrifying experience, but actually fun. Right? So, he asked Rav Hutner, why was it? He says, yeah, terrifying. Why was it fun? Right? Why do people like this? So Rav Hutner said, it's the desire of the neshama to escape the strictures of space-time. Is it interesting? He says, what we love, like speed and flying, the ability to, because we want it as type of like, deep down we feel restricted by space, by time, by all those type of things. So it's the desire in the shaman. So he says tobogganing is a spiritual thing. I guess this makes Israeli taxi drivers the most spiritual of people, and they are in many ways. Anyway, but so that's what he's saying. So Rav Kook is saying that the tefillah. A masmedis in the neshama is exactly that idea, the neshama's desire to contact its source and to connect to its source in every aspect of life, etc. And that's what he's saying. And he says, V'him ishtokekes gam kem legalos es mahusa v'koach pulas al kol hasviva. It also wants to reveal its presence and to reveal the presence of Hashem and of the neshama in every aspect of the world. There's a very interesting, the Tikkunei Zohar, I forgot where it is, but the Tikkunei Zohar actually says, and the Ramchal says this, that every single one of us is actually, our chiyuv is, the ultimate chiyuv is, to reveal Hashem and the neshama in the world. And evil is the concealment of that. So a person doesn't act of egotistical selfishness, they're concealing the neshama, they're concealing godliness. A person doesn't act of kindness, good, etc., etc. It's a revelation. So there's a continuum, and the neshama wants to be revealed, right? It's dying to be revealed. So very often we look at the world, we conceal the neshama because we're focused on the guf. We conceal our activities or the neshama. So the neshama wants to be revealed. It wants to be seen, so to speak. Al kol olam v'chaim wants to extend over all of life and all of the world. That's why you need this calculation of how to do that. The calculation of exactly how to do that, that is ultimately what the entire Torah and Mitzvahs are about. One word, he would say, is revelation. Revelation of the Neshama, revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu, through everything, through study and through action and in every way. V'nimtze mitoch kach, sha'avodas ha'Torah kula, v'chol chochmosa, he is galusa ha'masmida shel tfilosa ha'kmusa shel ha'neshama. All of Torah, all of avoda, all of the mitzvahs, all of learning is about one thing, the fulfillment of that desire of the neshama of revelation, the desire of the neshama to either reveal itself or to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world and to make contact with that. So he says, "Nishmas kol chai tavarach Hashimcha Hashem Elokeinu." Skipped a line. So he's saying that's really what all of avoda is a form of tefillah, in the sense that it's the desire of the spiritual to connect with the spiritual, the desire of the infinite to connect with the infinite, the desire of the neshama to mispashet al kol olam kulo, and the way that is done is through the mitzvahs. We don't have time today, but we have 2 minutes, but. In fact, the Tikkunei Zohar points out that the word mitzvah indicates that, because mitzvah, the last two letters, vav hei, are the name, last two letters of Hashem's name, yud kei vav kei. The first two letters, mem tzadi, in atbash, which is the aleph equals the taf, and the beit equals the shin, and the gimel equals the, and so on and so forth. In atbash, mem, which is the tenth last letter of the aleph base, is a yud. And tzadi is the fifth last letter, so it corresponds to hei. So he says. So the Tikkunei Zohar says the word mitzvah is really the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'nistar and b'gilui, right? So it's hidden in the Mem Tzadi and it's revealed in the Vav Hei. So really that represents, as the Mefarshim say on the Tikkun HaZohar, that represents what the purpose of a mitzvah is. To ultimately reveal, to transform the Mem and the Tzadi into a Yud and a Hei, and so reveal in the world the Shem Hashem, which is what all of the mitzvahs and all of the tefillah is about. And that's how he understands just tefillah as being not just one of many mitzvahs, but he says the representative of all mitzvahs. Okay. Have a great day. Guten Chodesh.
If anyone wants, I have all the documents.